Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by my second guest. I had a feeling I had a second guest today. We've got none other than Sophie Penn from Student Support coming through to talk about Flatfest.
Morena.
Morena, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm enjoying how warm your little office is compared to outside.
It's so lovely. Warm. I mean, I've been in here kind of sweating a bit, but it's quite nice.
It is. Nice. A wee sauna going on.
Yeah, it is. It is a microclimate, my friend, microclimate. How was your commute to work today? Were you a bit drenched?
It was actually, I was surprised, there was literally zero parks anywhere, not even paid parks. So I had to sneak into a wee 60 minute, and then I'm going to have to move soon.
Well, you're not actually working today.
No, I'm not.
So
I'm coming specially for
Radio 1, which is fantastic. So appreciative. We're going to be chatting about Flatfest, which is happening tomorrow, 10:30 to 1:30, AM to PM, that is, not PM to AM. That'd be a bit funny. But there's first things first, we're going to talk about flatting. Now, before I mentioned this to you off air, you said you'd never been in a flat.
Well,
what's the deal?
Well, I have, obviously. Okay. I have flatted, but not for a very long time.
Okay.
Not in Dunedin, because I didn't go to university in Dunedin. Mm. So I have not really experienced flatting in a Dunedin flat.
In the Dunedin context.
Se. Yeah.
But what was the Wellington context like?
Wellington context.
Was it expensive as hell?
It was really expensive. And my room in my first year flatting was smaller than this office, which, I mean, it's quite little. It could literally fit just my queen bed and not even a set of drawers that was in the living room.
Whoa.
And I think I paid like $260 a week.
What?
And this was in 2012.
Far out.
Like, yeah.
260 in 2012.
Yeah, it was insane.
Did you have to have a second, like a job to live?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I had to work all the way through.
Yeah. Poor soul.
I know.
So, was that the worst flat you had in Wellington?
Yes, in terms of flat as well as people. Flatting with five girls, like four that I didn't really know very well. We had quite a few flat breakdowns and a few people moving out and a few people moving in.
Bit of drama.
And yeah.
What was the best flat you ever had in Wellington?
The best flat was definitely my third year flat. Uh-huh. So that was where, kind of after that second year, I was just kind of done flatting with people that I knew. So went on Facebook, found a group of random people, moved in with them, and it was great. Like, great vibes, very chill, and everyone got along. Yeah.
Nice. The room wasn't as bad?
Room wasn't
as
bad.
You're getting more value?
Yeah, it's much, much bigger room, which was nice. And not, like, directly in the university area, so cheaper.
I've noticed that there's a trend of people just kind of every year they get to a new flat, which is so expensive because you're paying so much in, like, transport costs.
It is, I guess. I guess people realise kind of like second year, you've already been in halls close to campus, so you want to stay close to campus because that's what you know.
Mm.
And then third year, you kind of realise it doesn't actually matter being close to like campus. I can get on a bus.
That's
true. I can transport a bit and it's actually cheaper and you get a nicer place living outside of the direct campus area.
Mm-hmm. And it's quieter.
And much quieter.
I definitely... I think my current flat is my favourite flat I've ever flatted in. But I've been there for 2 years. I'm very, very happily flatted. But I don't think there's...
Be there for life.
Yeah, maybe. I think some people just... I don't know, there's like maybe a need to move. Something like that maybe strikes the students. I'm not too sure. But anyway, we're going to be talking about Flatfest, which is happening tomorrow. And it's kind of an educational day for students to learn about the experience of flatting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are some of the key points that you try and communicate to these kids?
So we just really want to make kind of a direct point for people who are flatting, especially for their first time, to be able to come and see all the services that are around Dunedin and around the university that can support them when they are flatting and things might go wrong. Because unfortunately things do go wrong quite often, whether that's to do with the house they're living in or their communication with the landlord property manager or relationship breakdowns, really. So we get a whole bunch of different people come in and they've just got stalls around and interactive activities, fingers crossed hopefully, that students can engage with. And of course, like, tenancy information is kind of boring, so that's why we call it a fest, kind of make it a wee festival vibe. So we're going to have live music, the Highlanders are coming.
Hell yeah. And the budgie smugglers, I heard. Maybe
that was a desire. That might not be a reality. But it was put out there. That it's more, yeah, more than welcome. I'm not sure this weather will
allow for it. Allow they're strong lads. They'll be fine.
So yeah, and we've got the university dance team coming and doing a wee performance too.
Sick.
So yeah, we just kind of try and make it as fun as possible to draw students in, so they can actually get the information that they need, mm-hmm, as well as not getting bored by it. Kind of, yeah.
Have you noticed any particular patterns over the past few years as to services sought by students to OUSA student support regarding, like, rental issues?
We see a lot of struggles with communicating with landlords and things like that, and whether they're just not responding to them or just the unsurety about how to communicate with the landlord and what your rights and responsibilities really are.
Yeah, has that been on the rise or anything in the past few years?
It's been pretty consistent.
Consistent.
But yeah, that is a big thing that we see. And then kind of come winter is where we see a lot of relationship breakdowns in the flat, and that might be to do with people wanting heating and people not wanting to pay power, or people just get a bit more grisly in the winter.
They do. Yeah, seasonal depression.
More frustrated with each other, especially if it's kind of the first winter you're flatting in Dunedin and aren't used to a Dunedin winter where you haven't been in the hall or it's been warm constantly and you've been fed and you've been well supported and wrapped up.
Being fed as well. One really good way to counter that is to take advantage of another OUSA service. Go to the sauna.
Exactly. And the sauna will, socks, showers,
it's so good.
Free showers, free sauna to pay for, like free breakfasts and $4 lunch. Like, nailed
all,
it.
You all just, a girl could want.
Yeah, you could just live on campus, really.
You really could.
Live in your flat.
You really could. Have you seen any flatting issues arise in the first 4 weeks?
We've seen a little bit of people moving into flats and they're not being quite what they thought they were from the outset.
Yeah.
Kind of they're now living in the flat and it's either damp or there's mould issues or things like that. So then wanting to either remedy those problems or break their lease and kind of get out of their lease. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very fair.
Yeah.
I saw that there's going to be mocktails.
There is going to be mocktails. So yeah, we did mocktails for Tent City, if anyone came and visited us there, and they were a big hit. So we normally do a barbecue, but we decided kind of festival vibes, you know, a little mocktail.
A little more refreshing, less heavy.
Yeah, a little bit
heavy.
Refreshing, exactly.
No dead animals.
Sit down, listen to some music, have a drink. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we decided to do mocktails again. So, fingers crossed my order arrives, because it was meant to arrive today, but...
What mocktails are we rocking with?
Yeah. We were going to go for a watermelon spritz, if my order does arrive, but if not, then we might have to go for a wee mango passion vibe from what we've got left over from my week.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Nice. Sounds delicious.
Yes, it will be.
we think the best mocktails in Dunedin are.
Oh, I know. You know, I'm loving Grays and Glow at the moment.
I mean,
just because it's so cheap as well.
Very affordable.
And like, you can get a variety of stuff, and you don't feel like you're spending a lot of money on it, because mocktails can be quite pricey.
Very expensive.
Yeah, especially when mocktails are the same price as a cocktail. Mm. You're kind of like, why? So that's what I do love about Grays and Glow, how it is kind of everything's the same price, no matter what.
$7?
Nine.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Very, very solid. What was I going to say? There's also another day happening. We've got Flatfest happening tomorrow.
Yes.
10:30 to 1:30 a.m. to p.m. And then we've also got Whānau Day on Saturday. And what's happening there? This is a new event.
Yeah, so yeah, Whānau Day is a brand new event for us. Mm-hmm. And what we found last year is we got quite a few students coming in that have children that were just finding that they had a lack of support or a lack of events tailored to them. And like not really having a community on campus. So we really wanted to kind of focus on that and for the start of the year do a day where Otago Polytech and Otago University students that have children can come, do family-friendly activities, meet each other and hopefully make those connections with each other as well, so then they have that support network across the year as well. So yeah, that's from 1 till 3 p.m. on Saturday, hopefully on Union Lawn. It's meant to be 21 degrees, so...
True!
Yeah. Hopefully the sun does come out for it.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a tempestuous time lately.
I know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it will be at Clubs and Socks. But yeah, we're going to have a barbecue for that.
Nice.
And popcorn and just heaps of like kid activities. Tahura's coming to do some science demos. The library's going to come do some interactive storytelling.
Nice.
Yeah, so just a whole lot of different services as well around Dunedin that parents and children can tailor and tap into too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Serving all the demographics for studenthood.
Exactly. It's been a busy week for student support.
I bet. Yeah. And I'll end your business a little bit by saying thank you for coming on the program today.
That's right. Even though you forgot that I was coming.
Even though
fine.
I forgot, I straight up, the Google Calendar event tricked me. But yeah, thank you very much for coming on the program. Are there any final words you want to leave the listeners with?
Just come and see us. Student support is there for anything that life throws at you during your time at university.
Mm-hmm.
We're free, confidential. So yeah, any questions at all about anything, pop in and see us.
Absolutely. You've requested a track by Max McNown, Better Me For You, and then in brackets, Brown Eyes. So we're going to hear that. Thank you for coming on the program once more.
No worries, and don't judge me on my music taste.
I'm sure no one will. Here's Max McNown with Better Me For You. Take care, folks. I'll see you very shortly.
Love was a game, I played dealer's choice. This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.